is a huge dedication and time commitment on your part. And New Jersey and Queens and mm-hmm. Maryland and Atlanta, I'm sure, are very happy that you guys do what you do and help us out and get us prepared for whatever the next thing is. We just don't know what it is. But thank you for coming on, and good luck to you all.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
All right. We're out of time. Want to thank FEMA and FEMA Corps for coming on down. Been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll be back again tomorrow morning, same time, same place, Friday the 13th. We're going to talk about movies with my good friend Mike, some romantic movies for the Valentine's Day. Vincent Arlino says, never say I should have. Well, if you're looking for a way to travel, get involved, get some experience, perhaps FEMA Corps is the way to do it. I'll be back again tomorrow morning, same time, same place. Greg Randazzo, Randazzo's Musical Journey is up next. Good morning, Hunter, and HuntChamberRadio.com. Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt. Is it really a hate crime or are people just crying wolf? Here's more from correspondent Ed Donahue.
The three victims were Muslim, and family member Dr. Suzanne Barakat thinks that's why they were killed.
We ask that the authorities investigate these senseless and heinous murders as a hate crime.
Craig Hicks faces three counts of first-degree murder. Karen Hicks says her husband feels everyone is equal.
It doesn't matter what you look like or who you are or what you believe. That's one thing I do know about him.
A man who lived with one of the victims said Hicks would knock on their door about once a month to complain about parking. I'm Ed Donahue.
The proposed Keystone XL pipeline has cleared the Republican-controlled Congress, but the measure is expected to be vetoed by President Obama. Neither the House nor the Senate has the votes to override a presidential veto on the measure. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Don't miss Sprint's Cut Your Bill in Half event. Just bring your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. So if you're paying $260 a month for your family's four lines with Verizon, we'll cut it to $130. Or if you're paying $80 for yourself, we'll cut it to $40. Plus, we'll give you unlimited talk and text in the U.S. and match your data all on the Sprint network. The Cut Your Bill in Half event at Sprint. Bring us your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. Visit us at Sprint.com/halfprice or go to a Sprint store today. Limited time offer available when you choose a leasing option or Sprint Easy Pay. Subject to credit and valid consumer report. Discount applied to monthly voice, text, and data charges with a minimum 10.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at reports do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Last time coming 29 years ago against the Boston Red Sox in 1986. The National League champions send 13-game winner Matt Harvey to the mound in Game 1 tonight at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, while the two-time defending American League champs will start veteran 13-game winner Edinson Volquez. It is the first World Series to feature two expansion teams. In Kansas City, I'm Chris Bales.
The Headline News.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Honey, someone stole my wedding ring!
When you're really only covered for this.
Honey, someone stole my decoder ring!
Oh well, it was weird anyway.
Or how with renter's insurance, you're covered for
valuables, electronics, bikes, karaoke machines, waffle makers, superhero pajamas.
And without it, you're covered for... Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Tesla is hoping to crack the electric car market in China, the world's largest car market. With more, here's Joe McConnell.
China's offering incentives to companies that produce lower emission vehicles because pollution is so horrendous. But China doesn't allow foreign car makers to make and sell cars there, so Tesla is looking for a Chinese partner. CEO Elon Musk says making the cars in China for sale in China instead of in California, where most are made now, would make them a lot more affordable for Chinese consumers. He thinks that could happen in 2 or 3 years. I'm Joe McConnell.
Outdoor sporting goods company REI will go dark on Black Friday. The company says its 143 stores will be closed on the biggest shopping day of the year. REI's CEO Jerry Stritzky says the day after Thanksgiving is the perfect time for people to remember that, quote, being outside makes our lives better. He also encourages the company's loyal customers to skip the sales and instead spend the day outdoors. People can even take to social media to talk about their Black Friday plans with the hashtag OptOutside. It's against the law, but age discrimination is widespread in the U.S. job market. That's the finding of a new study out this week. The National Bureau of Economic Research study released yesterday says younger job applicants got called back at much higher rates than older workers. The study found it to be the case across a wide range of jobs, from administrative to sales, security, and janitors. The study says it's even worse for older women. The authors say it's particularly true in sales positions, where they found evidence of much stronger age discrimination for women than for men. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Headline News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans looking to head back to school, maybe you want to consider a career as a physician's assistant. Our correspondent Ron Taylor tells why.
Demand for physicians' assistants has risen by more than 300% in the past 3 years, which is why Forbes magazine ranks becoming a PA the most promising job in 2015. President of the American Academy of Physician Assistants, John McGinnity, says that PAs and doctors are more similar than people think. He says the training is based on a medical model that grew from a concept started in World War II when there was a need to accelerate medical training to 3 years.
And in the late 60s, they got the idea of let's accelerate medical school, put them through an intensive training, and have them collaborate with physicians to improve health outcomes.
John McGinnity says you should have the same expectations of your PA as you do for your doctor.
PAs can diagnose, they can treat, they order and interpret tests, they assist in surgery, they prescribe medications in all 50 states and the District of Columbia.
President of the American Academy of Physician Assistants, John McGinnity, says PAs go through an intense training program.
Our students will go through over 75 hours in pharmacology, 175 in behavioral science, and almost 500 in clinical medicine. Then they spend over 2,000 hours in the bedside practicing medicine through a 24-month intensive program.
I'm Ron Taylor.
If you're looking for more news, visit us online at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
It is 9:06. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. It's 28 degrees right now, overcast in Flemington. The winds are 5 miles an hour from the southwest. Today is Lincoln's birthday, February 12th. Periods of rain and snow today. A high of 38, winds west-northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation, 70%. Some clouds tonight, a few flurries or snow showers possible. A low of 5, winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, a high of only 21, winds west-northwest 10 to 20. On Valentine's Day, partly cloudy early, then becoming cloudy with periods of light snow later in the day. Accumulation only about 1 inch. Same with Saturday night with a low of 11. On Sunday, windy with a few clouds from time to time. A few flurries are possible, a high of 13. And Monday, we get up to 23 with sunny skies. Temperatures in our area right now, 34 in White House, 30 in Lebanon, 34 in Phillipsburg, 32 in Frenchtown, 28 Raritan, 31 in Hopewell, 32 in Lambertville. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Welcome back to Good Morning, Hunterdon, on chamberradio.com. I'm talking with some guests here. FEMA Corps is the name of the organization, obviously a branch of the Federal Emergency Management Association, FEMA. And we've had some other folks in here back in October, but this is a great chat. Three people representing FEMA Corps today, Patrick Riegert, Janae McClure, and Keisha Eilers, are joining me this morning, and we're going to talk about how they got involved and all the different roles and responsibilities that they've taken on over the last couple of months. So I want to bring them on in. Good morning, ladies and gentle person. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Great to be here.
So let's give a quick introduction and shout out. I know there's probably some folks out there that you want to say hello to. Let's start with Keisha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Anybody you want to say hello to out there?
I'd like to say hello to my team who's listening in from our office.
All right, team. And I Daryl tells me that you guys had a chat with the group that came in October. So hopefully they're listening in and smiling from ear to ear, knowing that you're going through the grilling that they went through in October. So, I have Janae. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Welcome to Hunter and Chamber Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Anybody out there you want to say hello to?
Say hello to my team leader and my team, Otter 5.
How you got them brainwashed, Daryl? How does that work? Don't you have, like,
mom, dad,
relatives, kids, friends, relatives? Patrick, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be here. Got to give a shout-out to my parents.
There you go.
For starters, got to give a shout-out to all my friends back home in Wisconsin that are listening.
Wisconsin.
And, oh, yeah, the greatest state there is in the country, without a doubt, besides New Jersey.
All right, there you go. I got a present for you. I got a present for you. Ready? You ready? Hang on.
There we go. It's great to be here on Wisconsin for everyone.
There you go. You know why I have that? What? That's the themes. That's the fight song for the 100 Central Red Devils right across the street.
Oh, no way.
So, yeah. So,
it's good, good fight song.
The problem is that I'm a Northwestern grad.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we all have our flaws.
Yes. But you work for me someday.
Yeah, that's, right.
That's our motto. Anyway, so welcome back. So I just learned that Patrick's from Wisconsin. Janae, where are you from?
I'm from South Carolina.
That's where I'll be in Tuesday.
Yes,
I go down to South Carolina vacation a lot all the time. What town?
Columbia, South Carolina.
All right. I go to Myrtle Beach. So
it's nice.
It's warm there, from what I'm told, anyway. And Keisha, how are you? Where are you from?
I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Wow. All right. So you win the longest travel award today. That's cool. So you're part of FEMA Corps, and the first part of this discussion is how did you get involved? How did you find out and learn about this? So what was the process that you went through personally to decide that, even learn about FEMA Corps before you started, and then to go through from start to finish to arrive somehow in New Jersey? What was the mindset that you went through at that point?
I'll go first. My older brother actually was in the first class of FEMA Corps, class 19, out of California.
Okay.
So I heard a lot about the program from him, and he told me a lot about what it was actually like and all the benefits that you can get from the program. And I was really interested in taking a gap year between high school and college. So I decided that it seemed like a really good program, learned a lot. And that's how I got involved in the program as a whole. And then we're all actually based out of the same region in Baltimore.
Okay.
So we are the Atlantic region.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of ended up there because they randomly assigned me to which region we'd be in. And that's how we ended up on this side of the country.
So let me back up for just a minute. Your brother was in class 19. I don't know how that number represents anything. Is that a year or is that a, it's obviously not 2019 or 1919. So how did he, and the other part I heard is California, and yet you're from Salt Lake City. So how did that all come to fruition?
He was assigned there the same way that I was assigned to Baltimore.
Okay.
So that's just the campus.
So you're both from Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And what year was he in
FEMA Corps? He was in FEMA Corps in 2012 and 2013. So
okay.
It's the 19th class of the traditional NCCC, which is the National Civilian Corps. That's what it is.
They test you after this, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Patrick's got an A so far. He knows all the acronyms. All right. So your brother, how did he find out about FEMA Corps? Do you know what he went through? What process?
It was just through a counselor at our high school.
And so you haven't been to college yet. You graduated when?
Last year.
All right. June.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've been, and when did you get drafted by the FEMA Corps? Right after that?
We started in July.
So you've been essentially since after pomp and circumstance, you've been doing nothing but traveling
and doing working with FEMA at this point.
Pretty much, yep.
All right, very good. We'll get back to that in a little bit. Let's go on to Janae. How did you get involved?
Well, my junior year of college, I was kind of eavesdropping in on a conversation on a classmate, and I heard them talking about FEMA Corps along with my professor.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do after I graduated college. I wasn't ready to just jump into the workforce or anything like that.
Sure.
So I looked online. I looked into AmeriCorps and see what they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
www.nationalservice.org.
There you go. For all you folks looking for something to do inside or outside of college. What college are you going to?
I went to Lander University.
I'm sorry?
Greenwood, South Carolina. Lander University.
Lander, okay. Mm-hmm. And what were you studying?
I was studying sociology.
Okay.
Just in a helping field, so it was nice to do AmeriCorps and help out.
All right. So now you've got like a sabbatical from them and you're going back, or are you changing your direction, or are you still?
I plan on working with the government after.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. So you threw in a little trip up to, well, right now New Jersey, but I know that you go to other places besides that. Patrick, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Well, I found out about the program. My older sister, Caitlin, shout out to her, by the way.
Okay.
She was in an AmeriCorps program called College Possible, and that program is basically just helping high school students get into college.
Okay.
So it's preparing them for their ACT or SAT exams, and it's helping them with the application process, you know, making them sound professional.
Uh-huh.
And so that's how I was introduced to AmeriCorps. Once I was introduced to that, I saw how much it did for her in terms of her career,
mm-hmm.
and how much it boosted her resume. So I decided to go onto the AmeriCorps website as well. And I wanted to travel. And that was my main thing, where I'm very ambitious like that. I like to travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've studied abroad. And, you know, once I saw that this FEMA Corps program allows you to travel all over the country,
right.
I was hooked. And it's a great way to get service. It was a great way for me to travel.
Right.
I wasn't quite sure what I want to do with my professional career, so this has given me, you know, a time opportunity to do that. And I think, you know, so far it's been an excellent experience for me.
Now, where are you in your scholastic career?
I graduated from the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater.
Okay.
I graduated with a degree in social work.
Mm-hmm.
So service has kind of always been a part of my life, where I've been just interested in that kind of stuff.
Right.
And this really adds to that. I think it's going to be, you know, overall just, it will really help me get any sort of social work job that I'm looking for in the future.
And that's the interesting part about when I meet you folks, because I was talking with somebody this morning how there's a difference between my generation and yours, in that I'm on the edge of the end of the baby boomers generation. And it was all the baby boomers, I'm sorry, but it is all about us. We're trying to get ourselves wherever we need to go. We never really thought as much about the link between your person and your community as much as your generation does. And the more I start to hear what your generation is trying to accomplish and how you're trying to immerse yourself into a better myself but better my community at the same time, I stand in awe. I really do. So when I have these chats with you guys, it really opens my eyes to, man, I have some more time, so I'd like to try and reverse engineer some things. And so I learn a great deal from the way you guys think. So it's really cool to go through this. You've all been part of FEMA Corps now since July. Are you all?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So you're all part of that same thing. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and hear about the beginnings in retrospect as to what it was like to be brought into FEMA Corps. And then how you eventually wound up in good old New Jersey. Hang on a minute. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on ChamberRadio.com.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions.
Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon and HuntChamberRadio.com. We got FEMA Corps here, and we're talking with...
Oh, folks, you know what that time is. That's time for Modern Design. We had a little bit of a late start this morning. That's what happens when you do a live show. But today's topic is all about collections. If you follow me on my blog and on my social media, each week we have a topic that corresponds throughout the week on things that I'm working on. And then we talk about it live in studio on Wednesday here at the wonderful new home of Hunterdon Chamber Radio at the Large House. But let's take a look at the weather and see what's going on today. Okay, the National Weather Service is currently telling us that it's fair skies, 65 degrees. This afternoon, mostly sunny with a high of 65. Tonight, there'll be a low of 40, which is pretty warm. On Thursday, there'll be a high of 65 degrees. On Thursday night, there'll be a low of 46. On Friday, unfortunately, there's a 30% chance of showers with a high of 62 degrees. On Friday night, 70% chance of showers. On Saturday, unfortunately, 90% chance of showers with a high of 60. And then Saturday night, looks like a continued rain, 80% chance of showers. And then finally on Sunday, again, 30% chance of showers. So I guess this is probably a good weekend to start your collecting and maybe come up with something new to make your home feel special to you. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We come to you live every Wednesday now from 2 to 3 in our permanent home, our time slot, in the Large House, this beautiful historic building in Flemington. And today's topic happens to be collections. We were to have Rutgers Landscape talking about a landscape plan, but they had sort of a change, and they'll be our guests next week in studio. I believe Chris is coming over, and we're going to talk about things you can do to get your garden, your planter boxes, and those things ready for spring. I'm doing a lot of those, actually. I'm doing them for a hotel today, so a little bit going on here. But anyway, so our topic today happens to be collections. And the reason I came onto that topic, because when I did last week's show, we had Maxine Stadell of Ladylike Antiques right here in Flemington on Main Street. And we brought up a lot of topics, words that we used, like milk glass, and she used the term limoges and some things. And I did get through social media a lot of comments from people that they're not familiar with some of those terms, you know, things that we sort of take for granted. So I wanted to talk about collections because I think collections are very important. Collections of things. If there's something that you like out there, to use them in your home, it makes your home feel very personalized. The other thing is it's kind of a fun thing, like a treasure hunt. So if there's something that you like, I had a friend... still do have a friend, but I have a friend who collected something called Russian lacquer boxes. They're these beautiful sort of jewel boxes that you would put
bills in or something of value, rings and so on, and he used to collect them. And then wherever he was in the world, if he was traveling or he was doing something, he was always looking for these Russian lacquer boxes, which is kind of a nice thing. It tells a story over time. You build a collection. And then, of course, because it's meaningful to that person, when you see one, you buy them for them. You know that it's something that they really like and it's something that's sentimental. So with talking with Maxine in last week's show about collections, I thought to myself, talk about collectible items in the home and also ways to make those collections appear modern, things you can do to make those collections look attractive, have them look up to date, you know, but also bring some personalization to your home. All right, we're going to go to our first set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio.
Good morning, Hunnan. This is Big C coming to you from HunnanChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunnan County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm a interior designer and a contractor for the past 20 years now, starting in 1997. Boy, that went by quick. I do have three locations, one starting in Hunterdon County, not too far from studio here, at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. I'm in the Kitchen Expo Plaza, which is on sort of the circle, and next to Ideal Tile. I'm in with John McLean from Rugs to Riches. We're in the former Lennox location, 2,500 square feet of wonderful accessories, small pieces of furniture, decorative items, candles, dishes, things that you don't see other places, great 20 to 30% less than the stores, as well as wonderful hardwood floors, area rugs, and great things for your home. So check us out in that location. I have two other locations. The second one is in Chatham, New Jersey, right down the street from the Short Hills Mall at 82 Main Street in Chatham. I share that space with Melly Mellow Home. Wonderful, two stories worth of furniture and accessories. And finally, our new flagship location is in Maplewood, New Jersey, in Maplewood Village, in the beautiful downtown, the train station, very charming, at 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. We're going to be having, probably by the end of the month, we're going to have a grand opening, a little celebration, and I'll invite you all, my listeners, to come and meet me in person, see some of the things we have going on. We have a lot in store. Well, our topic today happens to be collections, and one of the reasons that I wanted to do this topic was I did get a lot of response from our show last week with Maxine Stadell when we talked about certain terms interchangeably as if everybody knew what some of those items were. Things like Yadro and Hummels and
different willow and delf and some of those different terms. So I thought I'd go through some of the collections. But before I do that, I want to start by saying we are certainly in a period of time where things are a little bit more clean and a little bit more modern looking. That is for sure. So sometimes they say the perception is if you have a collection of something, they call it like grandma. Someone said that to me the other day when we were picking something. Certainly, grandma's not a bad thing. Certainly not a place that you, do definitely want to be on the holidays. But, you know, you can do a collection, and you can do in a collection in a way that is very modern. And a couple of generalizations that I'd like to make, and then we'll get into the collections, is one is that you want to group things by color, which is a great way to do things, because if you have different shapes, you want them to be identifiable by shape. But if you group things together by color, you can create a niche or you can create an area of visual interest. Now, when the objects sometimes are all white, as in the example of maybe a milk glass or if you have sort of something that's white, plates or what have you, then you want to create a backdrop. You want to do something interesting with the color behind it to add value to the white shapes. But when something is, let's say, a vivid maybe cobalt blue, you want to have a simple backdrop, but you want to group different items together just by virtue of color, so the eye is rested and it identifies the different shapes and the continuity is color. When things are scattered throughout the house, lots of different items, and they're not gathered and they're not in a collection, that's when it looks sort of, if you will, grandma or old world looking or sort of scattered. But if you have less, which is fine, a cleaner look, maybe two sofas facing each other, and then perhaps you have an area, more and more people are asking me for built-ins, but perhaps you have bookshelves, and then you have some wonderful objet d'art, things that you can look at. You want those perhaps to be lit. You want them to perhaps to have a colored backdrop. Often if I have niches, I paint them a beautiful color that corresponds with the items on it, or perhaps to maybe texture, just do like a grass paper or something in the back, and then have that collection be grouped together as with visual interest by color. So those are some of the ways to make the collections, even if the collections themselves are classified as classic, make them look modern by the way you present them, make them look clean, make them look polished, and put them in one area. So I'm going to start with some of the terms that we used last week and talk about them a little bit. And the first one happens to be Stengel, and I wanted to start with that because Stengel is really from this area. It originated in Trenton, New Jersey. It is a New Jersey made item. It is no longer being made, unfortunately, but they're wonderful pottery, mostly known for the kitchenware, the dishes, beautiful pasta bowls and dishes, dessert plates and cups and everything related. So if you were to have an older home, maybe in Maplewood or maybe out in Hunterdon County somewhere, and have an older home, and maybe you have one of those sort of built-in hutches, nothing is prettier than a collection of Stengel. And Stengel is very pretty. It's a little bit soft. You'd be very careful that you can chip Stengel. But the finishes are beautiful. They're classic. They can be country. They can be traditional. But they also can be a little bit, if you have sort of a modern aesthetic, you certainly can have a collection of Stengel and just have that set in a beautiful inset. Maybe do the backgrounds in like a charcoal gray and have one set of there. Very, very nice, and something that you can certainly collect. Perfect for a kitchen sideboard, perfect for a backdrop in a kitchen or perhaps a dining room. The second one is something that, not one of my favorites, but a lot of my clients, particularly older clients, have it, and that's Yadreau. And what Yadreau is, they are figures, porcelain figures from Spain. In fact, when I went to Europe, Spain, I brought some back for my parents. They're very sleek-looking figures. They don't have much color to them. They are colored. There's a division called Now of Yadreaus, which are not polished. They're sort of matte and they're white, but most of them are very polished and they have colors, but the colors are very, very pale. So if you do, if you've inherited some Yadreau and you don't know what to do with it, or you don't necessarily like the way it looks, or perhaps you do, but you don't know what to do with it, something like a collection of Yadreau should go into some sort of a cabinet or a niche or somewhere where you can have a beautiful backdrop and have the backdrop have some color to it. And that's the way, and group the pieces together. Don't have scattered pieces, but do them together. The third one I wanted to talk about was another type of collectible, and that's Hummels. And Hummels are German. They're sort of a matte finish, and they basically look like cherubs, cherub boys and girls. There are a lot of red tones and tan tones to Hummels, and they are very charming, and if you have a country home and so on, they can work very well. Again, if you have a collection, you want to group them all together. You want to have them in one area, and you want to sort of stage them. You want to give them a backdrop or a place where they're going to look good. The next one is number four on the list, is very, very popular, and it's returning in popularity, and that is Delf. And Delf is blue and white porcelain. There are a couple of terms we'll use today interchangeably with blue and white. As you've been looking at magazines, you notice that we've lost a lot of our saturated colors. Reds and yellows are no longer popular. We're doing lots of grays and whites. But the one saturated color that does remain, folks, is rich dark blue. And what I'm looking at now buying for fall, so much blue, so much dark blue, teals, all shades of blue, but particularly dark blue. And I think you're going to start seeing that more and more. My Flemington store has a 11-foot wall that's a really rich navy blue that I made. Blue is a great color, dark blue in particular. It's very flattering and it can work well with other colors. But blue and white is becoming, not only is it becoming increasingly popular, but more expensive because people are seeking it out. So Delf, blue and white figurines, dishes, cups, and plates are very popular. Now, if you were to set a table with this, or maybe at your dining table, I'd leave some of the pieces out. If you were doing sort of a simple table setting, you can just do something wonderful in the middle. White always pairs well with blue, so perhaps you have some sort of wonderful white flowers, cyclamen, an orchid, or something like that on your dining table. And then maybe some of the base dishes out with a silver napkin ring and a white napkin, something very simple that can be left there all the time. Looks wonderful. Maybe perhaps you have a soup tureen that's a Delf, a blue and white, and you have it on your sideboard. I'd leave that out. Why put that in a cabinet that's covered? Leave it out. It's beauty, and that's a way to put your collection together and have it be seen, but also look clean and very good. The next one was a term that I brought up earlier in the show, and that's Limoges. And Limoges is French fine porcelain. Quite beautiful, quite expensive. And in years past, when things were more traditional, people were actively seeking out Limoges. I haven't had much of a request for that today. But if you've inherited some of those things, don't discard them. Put them out. Group them together. Perhaps put them in a cabinet. Put them out on a sideboard. Find a staging or a landing area for them and group them together. Make them even more attractive. Pull the colors out of the Limoges in what you do around it, whether it be put a wonderful runner under it, or if you have a cabinet, accommodate it with the things that you put around it that are similar in color so they work well. Anytime you have a collection with certain colors, and you can always stretch the collection by adding colored glass of the same tone, it makes it look cohesive, and it finishes off and it gives it sort of a glow when you light it, or if you have it in an area that's close to natural light. The next collection I wanted to talk about is something that I like a lot. I don't have any of it, and it's called jadeite. And jadeite is sort of a medium green glass, and you see it in a lot of kitchen and dining room spaces. If you have an older home, jadeite can be quite beautiful. If you have a classic white kitchen, jadeite can, a collection of it can set it off and really be beautiful. And actually, for those people that are very modern, jadeite has sort of a 1950s look to it, sort of that mid-century modern kind of look. I'm not saying it's from specifically that period, but if you have a collection, you have an older home, and you want to give that retro feel, jadeite's a beautiful way to do that. The next one I wanted to talk about is Murano glass. And last week we did talk about, let's say you have a real modern home and you want to bring some collections and you have everything sleek and modern and built in. Well, you have nothing going on. One of the things that denotes modern design is throwing in a pop of color. And nothing does that better in a contemporary environment like Murano glass. They are at very good prices right now because they're not as popular as they were in years past. They're an Italian contemporary glass, and they're wonderful. They come in big scale, so you can do them, again, for flower arrangements. Maybe if you have some built-in bookshelves and so on, they bring so much color to a space. So if you have a very modern aesthetic and the room is white or a gray tone, having a wonderful piece of Murano glass that has yellows or blues or oranges really make the room pop. So that's something that you might want to seek out. And once you have a piece or two, you may fall in love with it and then want to have more and go hunting for good prices on Murano glass. Okay, I'm going to take a break. We're going to take a few commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Ready to start your child's entrepreneurial adventure? Join us for this exclusive entrepreneurial learning event featuring the award-winning game Launch, limited to just 40 kids in the 4th through 8th grade, Friday, May 12th from 6 to 9 at the Deer Path YMCA, Woods Church Road in Flemington. Register online at hunterdonchamber.org.
3, 2, 1. This
is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been doing the show a little bit over 3 years now, and it's really been a joy. It's fun, and we have a lot of changes coming in store. Every time I come into studio right now, which is even not our permanent studio, but in the new building, I see tons of cameras and wonderful new equipment. The chamber has done a really good job. They're really putting time and effort, and Chris Bianco is doing a great job of bringing us up and doing wonderful things. So we will, I believe, in June be going to YouTube. So not only will you be able to hear our programs, including Modern Design, you'll be able to see them. So it's great because I'm going to be able to bring you lots of visual things that I can actually show you, not just describe. Very excited about that you'll be able to watch it, both live in studio, but also in the podcasts at your convenience. I have been an interior designer for the past 20 years and have a lot of resources. So we're going to bring a lot of visuals. We're going to show you a lot of things. We're going to do a lot of tutorials, a lot of different things on things that you can try. And actually, when you're able to see them for a show like Modern Design, which is all about visualization, I think it'll really bring something else to the table. So stay tuned for our programs. So our topic today happens to be collections. We're in a modern world right now where people are getting rid of stuff, streamlining, and so on. But I do believe, in particular, after speaking to Maxine last week when we talked about adding some antiques or things of beauty to your home, there is a place for them. You know, you can always make things very streamlined. I do like a clean environment, things neat, but you do need some softness or some beauty. And having a collection of something that's important to you, it may not be something from your mother or your grandmother or your grandfather, but something that you find attractive. And then putting them together in its own place with the right color combination really could make a home, whether it be country or Victorian or traditional or very contemporary. It could really be a wonderful addition to your home and sort of make your home look complete. So next on my list is something that's not necessarily a collectible at all, but something that I recently purchased a book on, and I love the colors. I do a lot of coastal decorating now, and that's one of the things that I do see trending on Pinterest is coastal decorating, things of the sea, things that are quite beautiful. In my Maplewood store, I have a lot of shells and a lot of wonderful prints that are... I had this wonderful artist that had some wonderful French art prints, and they're all different types of shells and sea life in my store, and they're just beautiful, and they work in a lot of different environments. But a collection of sea glass can be absolutely beautiful, and certainly something that you probably wouldn't get from a relative, something that you may start collecting yourself. Sea glass is so beautiful. It comes in so many different environments. And when you have something like sea glass, you want to go out to any store that sells any glass containers. They can be very modern and cylindrical, or they could be maybe footed and have lids on them like a temple jar. And then you can start collecting and layering sea glass with all the different colors, grouping them by color, and then making a collection. And something like sea glass, not expensive to do, but brings so much beautiful light. And if you have sea glass near either artificial light overhead or natural light, it just glows and it gives that sort of cast and wonderful color throughout the room. So certainly something that you can collect, not expensive. You could start doing it yourself and bringing in those beautiful soft blues and greens into your space. Sea glass is also very nice to do if you have big hurricane lanterns, and you put a candle in, particularly a white candle. You can surround the bases, those pot fillers, with the sea glass, and then when the candle is lit, you get the reflections of all the colors. The next one for collections is something I was talking about, my friend's Russian lacquer boxes. You can Google these things after our show or during our show and take a look at what they look like. They're very elaborate and they're quite beautiful, and maybe something that may appeal to you. And then once you see one, it's the hunt, which is so important to when you're out looking for these things and making some sort of a wonderful collection. Waterford is something that's a classic collection that people have had for very many years. It's Irish crystal. And when you're collecting something like Waterford, they're very chunky Waterford, and they're clear. So when you want to display something like a collection of Waterford, you want to have a beautiful backdrop. So if you're putting your collection in, let's say, a china cabinet, you want to have some sort of a beautiful backing. So whether you paint the back of your cabinet a color, or you add wallpaper, or you create some sort of a backdrop, that will make something that's clear visible. People make that mistake all the time. They'll do a collection of glasses or something, and then if there's nothing behind it, your eye doesn't really pick up the shapes because it has nothing to connect to. So if you have a collection of something like, whether it be Waterford or any type of crystal, you want to have something behind it. You want to have a backdrop. If it's going into a niche, you want to paint that niche or put a wonderful wallpaper. Now, something that's clear. Now, normally, if it's something that has color to it, the backdrop can just be texture. But when something's clear, you want to have a great color behind it. So if navy blue is your color, you want to paint the backs of what it's on blue. And you may want to pair some blue glass with it, just a little bit or something, to just bring something to the collection. Because what you want to be able to see are the shapes. So certainly Waterford or any type of crystal would be something that you can collect. The next one is milk glass. And milk glass is a lot of fun and can do it in any sort of environment. I think this is something more youthful, actually, that if you are a younger person and you have an older home, milk glass is sort of inexpensive. You can get it at tag sales. Milk glass can come in many colors. I often think of it as white, though. And it's those. It has that sort of little round circles on the outside of it, little round containers on the outside of it. Milk glass can be very interesting, a lot of different shapes, footed bowls, and so on. If you have a collection of something like milk glass, again, you want to back it up to a wonderful color and group them together so you see the different shapes. And that could be very interesting in many different environments. Here's one that I don't really have anything of. I have one piece from my Nana, but Depression glass. I absolutely love Depression glass. It's a very specific green. You'll know it when you see it. And depression glass is often wavy. It could often have wear on it, but it's absolutely beautiful. And for a kitchen, I think depression glass in a white kitchen or a great kitchen is absolutely great looking. Display it in your sideboard. Display it in your cabinets. If you have a newer house that has cabinets, that the top cabinets are clear, that have a window in them, display your depression glass. It does come, as we were told by Maxine last week, it does come in a variety of colors and can be wonderful in your home. All right, we're about to go to our news break. We'll do a quick news break, and we'll be back shortly with more of Collections this hour on Modern Design.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Director Comey had lost the confidence of the American people. The support for the president's decision, I think, is reflective of the fact it was time for a fresh start.
Vice President Mike Pence defending President Trump's decision to fire FBI Director James Comey. Democrats, who were routinely calling for Comey's firing until he was actually fired, now calling for a special committee to look into Russian hacking. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that's a no-go.
Which could only serve to impede the current work being done to not only discover what the Russians may have done, also to let this body and the national security community develop countermeasures and warfighting doctrine to see that it doesn't occur again.
A big day on Capitol Hill for the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, meeting with both Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and President Trump. For more news, join us online at usaradio.com.
The world's largest healthcare company, Johnson & Johnson, introduced two interactive museum experiences. Johnson & Johnson, Our Story at the Powerhouse, located in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and the digital companion, ourstory.jnj.com. Alex Gorsky, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer.
What you're going to find when you go into this museum, you're going to be able to touch our past through 3D interfaces, a two-dimensional photography that highlight different milestones, the credo.
Both experiences take visitors on a journey through time and around the world as they explore the stories behind more than 130 years of healthcare innovations that have changed the course of human health. Margaret Gerwitz, Chief Historian.
Some of my favorite artifacts in the building are Band-Aid brand adhesive bandages tins, over 97 years of the product's history. Some of the fabric that was used to sew employee uniforms early in our history.
Johnson & Johnson, Our Story at the Powerhouse, will open to their employees initially. And anyone interested in learning more can visit ourstory.jnj.com.
And we are back in studio with more of Modern Design. Our topic today happens to be collections, and we're talking about different things that you can collect. Things maybe in your parents' attic, your grandparents, things that you just like and find beautiful. There is this modernism trend, which I in fact like, but you want to be very cautious of making your house too stark. You want to bring something to the surface that's going to be clean, but you also want it to be inviting. All right, we have one quick commercial message. We'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered.